Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.
So officially, good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube live stream of Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma. And August is the second and final nature month in this mineral year of clarity, confidence, and courage. This August brings heartful changes to that support of us being our authentic self. Yeah. So this month, my theme is about changing up your story, meaning choosing to remove your personal blocks to your happy endings and fulfillment in life. So through 4 broadcasts and YouTube live streams, I've been providing wisdom and insights on changing up from being a victim to a victor, from being emotionally addicted to pain to being emotionally free, to being controlling in life, to be flowing in life, allowing. And tonight I am going to focus on going from and growing from knowing it all to knowing nothing. Now, for those of you who may be listening or watching in for the first time, let me give you a brief overview of Wisdom Walk. It is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support listeners and watchers with learning how to recognize and release any and all pain that is blocking fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, I broadcast live both here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube live stream. Unless I'm on hiatus or something unpredictable and mysterious happens that disrupts the technology. If for some reason you can't access your internet to either listen to or watch the show, know that you can listen to the show over the telephone at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Now, because I'm usually doing a spill of my spiritual wisdom, I usually don't have time for question and answer, because that number I gave you could also serve as access to a quay where you could come on and ask a question. Doesn't usually happen. So if you do have a question or you want to make a comment, I encourage you to put that on my website. And my website is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, you know that you can leave comments in the boxes below, scrolling down below from the video in the comments section. So right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Well, as always on my show, I like to begin by honoring the ancestors. And boy, do we need some ancestral help this week, for sure. Because, and I'm going to call on all the ancestors this week, but right now there are fires burning out of control in Brazil, in the Amazonia area, and in Africa, especially Angola, but in the region around that in West Africa. Something a lot of people don't know is that geologically, South America and West Africa used to be joined when there was this thing called Pangaea, and then they separated. But you can actually look at the figure of Africa, how it juts out in West Africa, and look at how South America kind of juts in and know that, oh, yeah, once upon a time, these two were together. So that landscape is very, very similar. And it's interesting, my teacher comes from West Africa, my shamanic teacher, when he visited North Carolina, would often say how much it felt to him like West Africa. So reason I'm pointing that out is because there's no coincidence then that Brazil on fire and West Africa is on fire. There's something going on. And to me, that's a huge message from the ancestors. There is something that we need as a global community to be aware of and paying attention to, because the ancestors are speaking. Fire is something that gets our attention. It should definitely get our attention, especially when it's out of control. So I want to honor the ancestors, and I want us to open up to ask them for getting us clear about what it is we need to be paying attention to. Because clearly, no. And I think, on some level, we do know what we're supposed to be paying attention to. But for some reason, we're not doing it enough. And so, bam, there you go, fire. In the wisdom that I keep, fire is considered a portal between this world and the ancestral world. So when we see big fires like this, That's like the ancestor saying, well, hey, look, we ready to come through and give you all some help because clearly something ain't right, you know. So it's like these big portals in Africa and South America are open. Yeah, so let's use that. So join me, if you will, just taking a moment and thinking about someone from your life experience who died and is no longer in the earth plane that you want to connect with and call on right now as I do this invocation, asking the ancestors to give us the guidance, the wisdom, and the clarity about these fires and what it is that we need to do personally and collectively as a global community. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you for your blessing and your mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to open up our hearts and our minds and our spirits to your greater will. Creator, I come to you this evening to call on the ancestors because, boy, do we need their help. Clearly, these fires in both South America and West Africa are getting our attention globally. And so all of us are opening up and awakening to there's something going on. And so as fire being this portal between this realm and the ancestral realm, clearly the ancestors are wanting us to communicate with them, to connect with them, to learn what it is we need to learn so that we can get back into balance. Because clearly this is a sign of things being very, very out of balance. And so thank you, Creator, for giving us this opportunity to call on the ancestors and say, ancestors, 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 we got your message. We understand that you are trying to get our attention, and so you have it tonight. We're opening up to learning what it is we need to be clear about for ourselves as individuals, but also for our global community, about what it is that is out of balance and what we need to do to get back into balance. We also know that your energy is always pulling us toward forgiveness. And so I speak that word forgiveness and I ask and I thank you for enabling all of us to go into our hearts and our souls and to really, really look at where it is we may be holding on to resentments, to anger, to this negative energy that cannot serve us, and to call on our God, our Creator, for the beautiful, beautiful, divine energy of forgiveness to fall upon us, in us, through us, around us, so that we can let go of the negativity. Because clearly that is one of the things I know the ancestors are wanting us to be clear about. And so, Creator and ancestors, thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity to reach out to you. I definitely will feed you, continue to feed you, and acknowledge you in that way as well. I hope others will too, until we get more of what we need so that these fires can go out and the people whose homes have been burned, whose communities have been destroyed, who've been pushed out of their living space because of these fires, that they can be supported and loved on and given a new space in which they can call home. So, Creator, again, we thank you. We thank you for all of these blessings. In the name of all that is holy, I say amen. Ashe, aho, asa, shinga, bismillah. So it is. So it is. Ashe. Wow. I tell you, so much going on in August, right? So much going on. I want to go now into our elemental wisdom for the week and some astrological information because we do have a new moon coming up by the end of the week. We're coming into this last week of August, usually considered the last week of summer, although there's a couple of more weeks here in the northern hemisphere that we have of summer to play with. But starting this Tuesday, which is the beginning of the elemental week, Tuesday, August the 27th, we have a fire week. Yeah, yeah, and that'll go until the 2nd of November. Here's the opportunity and the distractions for this fire week. It's all about embracing and practicing forgiveness. again, the synchronicity is off the chain. As I was just praying about, right, for the ancestors, we need some help with the forgiveness, and bam, we're moving into an elemental week that supports that energy, okay? It's about invoking the ancestors, just as I did, to help you forego being a martyr to past pain as you invite the grace of forgiveness to embrace you and remove what was not yours to keep. Ask and thank your God for enabling you to receive the grace of forgiveness for those who have hurt you, for those you have hurt, consciously or unconsciously. Prepare an ancestor plate at every meal, light a candle, and feed them with your intention to honor their existence, receive their guidance, wisdom, and love. They want you to win and are committed to you not repeating their sorrows. You are their dream come true, and they want you to live your happy endings in life. Wow. I have no words. It's just saw right here. Saw right here this week. Here are the distractions. Wanting to be right about being a victim. And we talked about that in my earlier shows this week about how we can get addicted, right, to this emotional pain. You know, are you just going to be in an argument with somebody? I did that a little bit yesterday, so I know how easy it is. Easy as I just wanted to be right about, oh, this person's doing this and it's really this and it's like, and I thank God I'm talking with somebody who's higher consciousness too, and they're like, I'm not going to support you in that, Jojoba. Like, do you hear yourself? Like, and I was like, oh my God, yeah, I'm tired. That's what it is. I'm just tired, you know. But seriously, you know, that wanting to be right about somebody doing something to us. Let it go. It's just a distraction. Thinking you have to figure things out on your own. Yeah. And that you can't ask for help or you can't receive help. You know, being vulnerable is a strength. It is not a weakness. So this week, be vulnerable. Ask for that help, just like I did right now. It's like, I can't imagine, you know, how to get those fires under control or put out. But I know, call on those ancestors, man. Something's going to move. Judgment and criticism of self and others, very easy to fall into. Don't go there. And last but not least, taking on the problems of others, something I know extremely well because of the work I do. And it is. It's hard to not want to ride shotgun over somebody else's stuff, especially if they came to you for help, or even if they didn't come to you for help. But the reality is, people are going to go through what they need to go through and the way they need to go through it. Yes, you can lay some wisdom down. You can give them some guidance or whatever. But it's really up to them to decide what they need to do. And you should not take it personally if they do the very opposite of what you said. You have to wish them well. You have to support them in taking as long as they need to take to run around the witch's castle, like in Wizard of Oz, until they get it. Oh, I'm wearing the ruby slippers. I can just click my heels and go home, right? So don't take on other people's problems. People, if they're still here, they don't survive a lot of stuff, and they can survive a lot of more without you worrying and getting all upset and everything. And, yes, I am totally talking to myself right now because I have made my declaration this week that I would really be more mindful of not being attached to what people, decisions people need to make for themselves and not try to play God. Yeah. Now, next Tuesday on the 3rd of September, we will begin a nature week in this nature year, but we're entering into the final mineral month of the year, which is September. And, of course, I'll tell you all about that in the next broadcast. Moving right along to the astrological forecast, on August the 30th, which I believe is Thursday, we will have a new moon in Virgo. So we're leaving, you know, we've left out of the sign of Leo, and now we're into Virgo. Now, this new moon can be considered, especially depending on where you live on the planet, but this new moon can be considered the second new moon of the month, because we had one at the very end of July on the 31st. And so what does that mean? That means that we are really, really being encouraged and supported to accelerate our new beginnings and fresh starts, okay? And anytime you got to begin something new and start fresh, that means you got to let something go from the past because it ain't new, it's worn, or it just doesn't work anymore. And now it's time to go into something new. And of course, I'm talking about this in a symbolic way, not in a physical way, but in a symbolic way, like it's time for a new start and maybe a new opportunity to experience yourself as a loving person in a way that you never did before. Maybe it's a fresh start in terms of a new job or a new home, a new relationship, but it can also be about how is it that I'm being with myself? Am I ready to change up my story and really be with myself in a new way? Okay, so that's the deeper meaning in all of this. Barbara Goldsmith, who I really like, says that Virgo energy is very earthy, so consciously connect to Mother Earth during this time period. Grounding and centering yourself will be extremely important. And that's always a good idea, but especially during this time period, it'll be important to do that. And, you know, the easiest way to ground yourself is take off your shoes and step outside. I don't care if it's even concrete, but that will help you actually get into the energy of the earth. If you can go walking on the beach like I can, I'm very blessed right now, without shoes, do that and get your feet in the water. It's absolutely a wonderful way to ground oneself. Now, also with this Virgo new moon, it's important to pay attention to what you're saying and to avoid putting out information, ideas, or emotions that are negative and unloving. Why? Because it'll come back onto you very quickly, like boomerang. Boom. Yeah, so really, you know, just kind of want to pay attention. Like, how am I showing up? How are my words showing up? Because you don't want to be making all that stuff for you. It takes a lot to unravel that sometimes. Now, Virgo is also associated with the beginning of the harvest time, okay? So this new moon packs supportive energy for what you would like to manifest between now and the end of the year. Yeah, it's really cool. Take some time to clarify what that is for you and set your intention in a sacred manner, meaning, of course, that you ask and thank your God, your ancestors, your angels, all the wonderful sentient beings that are loving on you. Now, an honorable mention about the astrology of this week from yesterday, and I would have mentioned it last week, but I didn't. But anyway, so I want to talk about it right now, which is that on August the 24th, a phenomena is that Venus is conjunct with Mars in Virgo. Now, what does that mean? That means that we know about the lunar cycles, right? How the Earth and the Moon have this relationship in terms of cycles. Because, like I said, a new moon, or we get a full moon, or we get, you know, the partial moons, right? And that's because of the orbit, how they're orbiting and how they're interacting with each other, how the Moon is orbiting around the Earth and how the Earth is orbiting around the Sun. So in astrology, when they talk about a conjunct, they're talking about the relationship between the two planets and how they line up. So right now, and it happens once every 2 years, Venus and Mars are lined up. They're in conjunction. And that means that they're starting a new beginning of their cycle of rotation and interplay. What that means is that we are in a wonderful position to get the benefit of these two planets, which represent the masculine and the feminine. They're like opposite poles of a magnet, and they attract each other. And as a result of their passion, something new comes into existence. So the Venus and Mars conjunct, again, is more of that message about it's a good time to birth something new, to start something new. Again, new life, new relationship, a new creative project, a new book, a new song, a new dance. There is this energy going on to support that. So one of the astrologers I read says, Venus conjunct Mars is your cosmic go-ahead to get your creative juices flowing. I think that was a quote from Astro Butterfly. Yeah. So it's very exciting. And it's a good, good energy even though we've got all those fires going on and other crazy stuff going on. But we always want to keep focusing on the emerging future and the, what is the good that's out there and what is the good that's coming. Because it's never, never all bad, never all bad. So here is my overview of what I'm going to continue to talk about tonight to conclude my theme of changing up your story. I'm going to give you a brief summation of the last three broadcasts and videos, and then I'm going to talk about this moving from and growing from knowing it all, being a know-it-all, to knowing nothing. And then, of course, I'm going to give you a wonderful personal challenge. So my quotes over these last 4 weeks, last 3 weeks, today's the fourth, have really been, you know, giving you an understanding, some laying out some foundation and understanding about, you know, each of the topics. So I just want to read through them because they're so cool, and then I'll end with the one for tonight. So I started off with a quote by Dr. Edith Eva Ager, a psychologist and author and a survivor of the Auschwitz death camp. And she said, contrary to popular belief, there are no victims in this world, only willing participants. You can't always control your circumstances, but you can control how you respond to them. And anyone has the power to change at any time. And then my quote is, the emotional pain created by addictive behavior will always be greater than the emotional pain you are attempting to sedate. And this cosmic law is the key to opening the door to your journey to emotional freedom. Then I got a quote from Bruce Lee, from his very famous interview where he talks about "Be like water, my friend." And he says, "Be like water making its way through cracks. Do not be assertive, but adjust to the object, and you shall find a way around or through it. If nothing within you stays rigid, outward things will disclose themselves." And then for tonight, to quote from Richard Rohr, who is very famous in addiction work and doing work with men, and this is from his On the Threshold of Transformation, Daily Meditations for Men. And Richard says, enlightenment is not about knowing as much as it is about unknowing. It is not so much learning as unlearning. It is about surrendering and letting go rather than achieving and possessing. It's more about entering the mystery than arriving at a mental certitude. Yeah. Okay, going from the knowing to the not knowing. So just a quick review, and I'm going to read it because I think that'll keep me focused and give you this overview. So all month I have been talking and spilling about changing up your story of pain, negativity, suffering, because that is not the truth of who you are. Although you may have started life as a victim, you can grow into a victor. I use the example of Helen Keller and her journey from losing both sight and hearing at age 2 to becoming an internationally acclaimed spokesperson, advocate, and leader in human rights. I also shared how addiction and addictive behaviors are rooted in our inner scape, the unconscious realm where they will fight to stay alive. And this can result in being addicted to negative thoughts, emotions, and situations. But there is treasure in the trouble, and I shared the story of my shopping addiction and how confronting it led me to the discovery that my root addiction was to believing I am not enough. To recover from being an out-of-control shopper, I had to learn to believe that I was enough, and that required the discipline of self-mastery, which I discussed in my book, The Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, as my commercial for this week. I continued the theme of changing up your story with talking about how to address controlling behavior. I shared how it's rooted in our core wounds from childhood and ancestral wounds that get passed down, and how the anecdote to moving from being controlling to flowing or allowing is by embracing practicing and participating in what supports going with the flow, which is, number one, you accept that the only person you can control is you, and the only situations you can control are those that you have single and total responsibility for, like believing you are enough and worthy of love. Forgiveness and self-parenting also is on the list, and getting professional help and emotional support from friends and family, and also learning to trust yourself, of course, and your God, and attracting trustworthy people into your life. I ended last week by sharing my sermon of the fish and the example of Samuel L. Jackson, knowing that in addition to his acting talent, waiting patiently and cooperating with his directors on set will keep him working a lot and for a long time. All of the personal challenges I shared over the last 3 weeks have been intended to support the growth of your conscious awareness regarding your ability to change up your story. The most intense one was last week, where I challenged you to 40 days of noticing when you are being controlling and shifting to allowing, and also learning to start something new to support becoming the best version of yourself. Now, through all of this, I have been teaching that changing up your story requires you to have the mindset of a victor, meaning being victor consciousness, not victim consciousness, to believe you can win at life, to free yourself up from where and how you are addicted to pain and negativity, and to let go of controlling everyone and everything around you and go with the flow by allowing and trusting that your God is on your side. Of course, all of this is easier said than done. So I'm talking about a lifelong journey here, and that you practice these requirements daily. Yeah. So this isn't like, you know, I'm going to read this stuff, or I'm going to think about this stuff and practice a little bit of this stuff and I'm going to be good. No, this is work. This is good work. This is evolutionary work that needs to go on. But again, the beauty of it is that, you know, the universe, our God, has given us a way to break out of staying stuck in a life that really isn't bringing us fulfillment and happy endings. And that, to me, is the most important thing. And then once you know that, once you understand that, once you believe that, once you let Helen Keller inspire you, then it's going to be a new day. So here's the final piece I wanted to share with you about what's required to change up your story. So in addition to victor consciousness, emotional freedom, allowing, going with the flow, there is knowing nothing, which is about surrendering to a greater order and direction, to the mystery that we call our God and the universe. So I want to start off by telling you this little story that I don't know if it's Buddhist or it might be Taoist, but it's definitely this Eastern philosophy, you know, Eastern story. And it's about this apprentice who had heard about this great wisdom master and was just dreaming of being able to sit at the master's feet and learn. And so he was reading everything he could, getting access to information, all of what he could do, hoping that one day he'd have access to this teacher. Well, that day happens. He gets back to have an audience with this great master of wisdom that he had been dreaming about. And so he gets in there with the master, and he sits down, and he begins spilling everything that he has learned. And he's telling him, I do this, and this, and this, and this comes from this, and da, da, da. And the master's there like this, And then after, you know, a little bit, the master says to him, excuse me, would you like some tea? And the student's like, oh, master, I would love some tea. But then he keeps on talking. He's talking. So the master comes with the teapot, puts out all about the cup, gives him the cup, and then the master starts pouring into the cup. And when the cup gets to the full mark, the master doesn't stop pouring. He continues to pour. So the pupil, the little apprentice, is looking at this, and he gets a little concerned, and he's like, maybe he's kind of old and doesn't realize it. So he says, Master, my cup is already full, but you keep pouring. And the master stopped and he looked at him. He says, Exactly. You are so full that I don't think there's anything that I can offer you. And I just love that story, because it is so the truth, especially when we are trying to take on something new. And when we're talking about changing up our life, we're talking about something new, something incredibly, incredibly new. So if we start out on this journey with our cup already full, we have no room for what is to come in. And so let me break that down for you a little bit more about what I mean by it being full. Because I'm not talking about you're supposed to be stupid in order to change up your life, okay? We're not talking about you need to be ignorant in order to change up your life. But I am talking about you need to surrender to a greater knowing, a greater order and direction. You know, when you're changing up your life, and especially when you're doing it from a spiritual way, in a sacred way, you're asking for help. Like, help me, God. God, I need some help. Help me. Thank you. Help me. Please, ancestors, help me. Guide me, right? Because you're at that point where, you know, I've got to make this change, but I don't know exactly how to do it. I don't know what kind of help I need. I just need to do it. And so we start in that place, but then very easily we can go into a place where we begin to think about what specifically we would need in order for our life to be changed up, okay? We begin to think of the how. We begin to think of the when. We begin to think about the why. And we think about the where. You know, we begin to focus on the details of changing up our lives. I call that trying to figure it out. Yeah, trying to figure it out. And this leads to a big, big problem because, yeah, you can figure it out. You can figure it out. You can get to say, I got to do this and I got to do that and I need this and I need that. You can do all of that. And you will experience some change, but it won't be lasting. No, it won't be lasting because it's reliant upon what you already know. And what you already know has had you want to change up your life. Exactly. So you may be saying, but Joe Japai, like, you know, I listen to Abraham Hicks and she says that I'm supposed to write down what I want and have a vision for it and hold that vision and all of that, you know. And that, to me, is like, that's nice, but the details are what you want to stay away from. And sometimes those can manifest into details. I'll give you a really quick example that everybody can associate with, which is the dream of winning the lottery, okay? How many of us haven't said, boy, if I win this jackpot and I get that $50 million, I ain't never going to have no more problems ever again because I won't have any debt. I won't have any of this. I'll have the best house that I've always wanted. I have to drive the car I want. I can go eat whatever I want, wherever I want. I can take my Disney cruise. You know, I can do whatever I want. You know, how many stories have you not heard of people who won the lottery and within 5 years, and a lot of money, money like you can invest and you just never have to worry about money again. But then you hear about how they lost all their money. Gone. So the question becomes like, well, what happened? Wait a minute, you had all that money, what happened? Yeah, you may have all that money, but if you haven't really changed up your story, if you're still tethered to that negativity, to that pain, to that victim consciousness, to that controlling behavior, it ain't going to last. It can't last because you're just continuing to be who you are with a little more money. And that's dangerous. That is, and we've got so many stories of, you know, entertainers, you know, whether it's musicians or actors or, you know, writers even, people that get this massive amount of money and just go crazy, you know, can't hold on to it. So what do you do to change up your life, to have an idea of where it is you want to go, but surrender to a greater order and direction? And so here's the anecdote. The anecdote is to leave out the specificity of what you think is going to do it, to get you to where it is you want to be, and focus on loving outcomes. Yeah, loving outcomes. What's that, Joja Pyle? What do you mean loving outcomes? Here's what I mean by loving outcomes. Loving outcomes are states of being that you want to experience as a result of changing up your story. And what do I mean by that? I mean joy. And not just fleeting joy, but lasting joy. Lasting joy. Fulfillment, the experience of really being fulfilled, not worrying about, oh, I'm going to lose all my money if it's money that, you know, you believe you need in order to be okay, but to not be in anxiety about it, because that's what will happen if you don't really change up your story, but to really have the feeling of fulfillment. Reciprocal relationship and what that feels like, what it means to your soul, to have a relationship where you're able to do for someone and they can do back for you. Like it's reciprocal, yeah. Emotionally intelligent relationships where people are not transferring their pain onto each other. They're actually taking responsibility for their pain and they're able to communicate and they're able to be loving in that growth and evolution of the relationship. The practice of forgiveness easily and effortlessly, and compassion, to feel compassion, to live a compassionate life for yourself and for others, loving outcome, to receive emotional support easily and effortlessly, to more easily access your courage to say no to your pain body when it gets riled up, because you know that happens, especially back when you get tired like I was yesterday. You know, the pain body comes, oh, I got an opening here. Here I go. I can do my thing now, you know. And to be able to have the courage to say, wait a minute, no. You know, like me, I didn't argue with my friend. I knew she was right. Like, Joseph, there's all victim things going on. What's happening here? You know, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, to have that courage to do that. Loving outcomes are, again, these states of being that you want to experience. Let the universe figure out what is the right way for you to have that. Because it may not be winning the lottery and $50 million. That may bring you more trouble than you think. It could be, you know, if it's financial stuff that you need more financial stability. It may be that you discover a gift or service that you didn't know you had, but that is needed and that people are willing to pay for to get access to it, and that you can manage that, that you're not going to be overwhelmed, but it's all flowing, you know, so that you have that compassion and, you know, reciprocity and that forgiveness and that love, you know, that you're feeling all these wonderful, wonderful, you know, higher consciousness emotions in your life, changing up your story. Whatever circumstances that the universe and your God know are best for you, that's what you want. Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. Now, can you lay out a plan? Yeah, sure. You know, you need to do that. Sometimes I need to do that. Just to, it's an exercise because I grew up in standardized education. I took standardized tests, so I need to feel like I'm in control of something. You know, so yeah, go ahead and do that. But then put it aside. Put it out of the way. Don't let it block the bigger, the better, you know, way that the universe can provide you with. because the universe does that, and it loves to do that. It's like, yeah, that's our job. You know, surrendering is not a weakness. Surrendering that I'm talking about takes a lot of courage, because it really is being able to say, oh, wow, I've got to step into the unknown. And it's scary. Like, I got to step into this dark tunnel. And it's really, really scary for me to do that. I'm not liking that. I want to be able to be in charge, and I want to be able to know what's going to happen, you know. But no, you will limit what it is that needs to happen for you to change up your story, for you to come up out of that negativity, to come up out of that idea and belief system about pain and suffering. This is where faith comes in, okay? Because faith is believing in right outcome, in loving outcomes, in the face of no evidence. Yeah. Believing, trusting, getting it that you are limited as a human being and that God and the universe knows more than what you can ever know. Give you a quick scientific example. You know, they just recently took a picture of a black, they're able to get a picture of a black hole, okay, in the center of our galaxy, the Hanukkah, as it's called by the Mayan. I wouldn't want to look at that thing for too long because it's powerful. It's some powerful, powerful stuff. And the fact that the universe is allowing us to get a glimpse at it, like, that's deep. Get ready, because there's going to be some changes that happen on this planet. I don't know if the aliens are about to show up or what, or make themselves known. They're probably already here. But seriously, you know, this is a big deal. Now they're saying that there's these flares coming out of the hole. And they're like, wait a minute, what's going on? Like, we got no scientific equation that this should be happening, you know. I love that kind of stuff when it happens, because it's like, yeah, you know, you're human. You can't understand the workings of the universe. Even Einstein said that, you know. And he was really smart. So, you know, again, it's hard for us, and especially in the culture we live in, where everything seems to get figured out. Somebody just told me the other day, I had this wonderful conversation about a man talking about 3D printing. And did you know that they can take amniotic fluid from your spinal fluid, not amniotic fluid, but spinal fluid and some tissue, and they can print out bone for you, like if you need a knee replacement. And the bone will come with these holes, but because it's your cells, it's your body, when they put it in, your body goes to work to fill up the holes, because that's what you're designed to do, right? Your body's designed to keep you healthy and whole. Amazing. Like, they don't figure that out. So when you got kind of stuff like that going, you know, they're growing skin now. They're doing 3D stuff with eyes. It's fascinating. Like, you know, and figured this out. So it's really hard to think that there is actually a greater intelligence in all of this. It's like, oh yeah, we humans, we're pretty smart. We don't figure out how to grow bones and how to grow tissue. But you know what? No, we don't know it all. We don't. And to get to your happy endings in life, especially when you're changing up from years and years of feeling like there's something wrong with me, I'm not enough, I'll never be enough, somebody else can get that house on the hill, but I can't ever have that, I'm not beautiful, I'm ugly, and I'll always be ugly, and people will always treat me like I'm disposable. You got that stuff going on in you, both from your own life experience and your ancestral experience. Let me tell you, you can't figure out how to change that up. You can do the practices that I've been talking about, but at the end of the day, you have got to give it over to a greater order and direction, and you've got to allow God and the universe to do their thing, okay? So surrender. Focus on loving outcomes. So here's a personal challenge for you to support that, to support this. And then I'll share you Now, before I do that, let me give you just another quick example because I have it in my notes here, and I did want to say that. So I got to a place in my life where I was unhealthy, and I got diagnosed with high blood pressure, much to my chagrin, because I thought I was eating the right things and doing what I was supposed to do, but now this high blood pressure showed up. And it showed up at first where it seemed like I could manage it with diet and exercise, but then it got out of control, and it was scary. It was really, really scary. I could have stroked out if it hadn't gotten detected in the way that it did. As I didn't have any symptoms, I knew something was off, but I didn't know it was that off. Yeah. So from that experience, I said, okay, I need to change up my story, because right now I am walking an ancestral path of chronic disease, and I'm going to go into the hole and just become another, stat about the poor health of Black people in America. And I decided I didn't want to go that route. I want to change up my story. And so in a very sacred manner, I set an intention and I asked God to bring me health and an ability to maintain it in a loving relationship to myself. That's what I said. That's a prayer I put out there. It was back in 2014. And, practicing that surrendering, I knew what I had an idea of a loving outcome, right? I want to be healthy and I want to really love myself. But I had to let go, and I got taken on a journey until I landed in my paradise, which is Santa Monica. And I can report to you today that I'm healthier than I've ever been in a long, long time. My blood pressure is managed. Some days I don't even have to take a pharmaceutical. I can just take a wonderful, wonderful homeopathic that I have. And so, and I'm loving myself, and I couldn't have imagined this. I couldn't imagine how to get to Santa Monica, like no way. But again, the universe did. And the universe knew exactly the environment I needed to be in order to be healthy. So enough said about loving outcomes versus the specificity and timing. So here's a personal challenge. I want you to create a B-voice altar. And what is a B-voice altar? It's an altar that is the best version of yourself. Okay? So what you're going to do is identify at least 5 loving outcomes that you want to experience as a result of changing up your story. Then you're going to take time and you're going to find 5 items that symbolize each of those outcomes. Okay. So, for example, if I said health, right, I want to be healthy, I got to go find something that's going to be a representation, a symbol of me being healthy. Right? It can be a picture, it can be a doll, it can be a picture of a food that you could eat if you're healthy, whatever, you'll figure it out. Next, you're going to place them on your new altar in a sacred manner, which means that you invoke your God, your ancestors, your angels, all your loving beings to help you and give you support to do it in a way that is right for you, and you say your prayers over it, activate your altar. Then, on a daily basis or at least once a week, you're going to light up that altar, and you're going to take at least 5 to 15 minutes, can be more, to contemplate those loving outcomes, and you're going to use your imagination and just think, what would it feel like to be healthy? Or what would it feel like to be in a relationship where I am respected and not treated like there's something wrong with me? What would it be like to be in a job where I actually get to bring all my gifts and talents? What would that feel like, And those loving outcomes is what you want to focus on, okay? Being loving, compassionate, forgiving. Then I encourage you to keep track in a diary, or you can do a record audibly, do it on your phone or whatever, of what it is that shifts in your life that is connected to you becoming the best version of yourself. From becoming a victor, being emotionally free, allowing and surrender to a greater knowledge and will of your creator, Ashe. Wonderful. And just as a reminder, the personal challenge will be listed in the box below this video. And for those listening in through Black Hole Radio, I will post it on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio. Well, we have come to the end of tonight's broadcast and live stream, and the end of these four offerings and spills on the theme of changing up your life. I hope you find this of service. Hope you find it helpful. If you know of someone that could also benefit from it, please like and share my videos. And also on Black Hole Radio, definitely, you know, share the link. Share the link. So I want to close out by giving a big thank you to my wonderful engineer tonight, who is the president of Black Hole Radio, Mr. Forrest. Wonderful Brother Forrest, let me say that. Not Mr. Forrest, Brother Forrest, really, Brother Forrest. And to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family, I am so grateful again for you making sure that I can do my weekly spiritual spills and do this work that I truly, truly love to do. To all my regular listeners out there, especially Ms. Sarah, Dr. Sarah Drapkin, who again proves as a nonagenarian in her 94 years, she has proved that I don't care how old you are, 94, 100, you can still, because it's never too late, to change up your life. Yes. To all those of Wisdom Walk With Me, and you know who you are, to my spiritual family and my family of origin, to my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and to those who may be listening or looking in for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your listenership and support. Next week, I'm going to begin a new theme. It hasn't kind of settled in yet, but I think it's going to be about authenticity, about being our authentic selves. Yeah, I think that's going to be it. So we'll lock it in. And I also want to say that, again, my Facebook page is Wisdom Walk Radio. My YouTube channel is Wisdom Walk to Self Mastery. And last but not least, I just want to take a moment to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, my loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a fantastic fire week. Call on those ancestors. I'm telling you, it will so help, because those fires need to be acknowledged in a spiritual way, not just with water trying to, and powder and stuff trying to put them out, but to acknowledge, like, this is a big message coming through to humanity. So let's call up those ancestors and really get some more clarity. Definitely step into your forgiveness work. All of us have somebody to forgive, even if it was the mailman that didn't put your letter in the right way and it got ripped, you know, whatever. But seriously, you know, let's take on doing our forgiveness work. And last but not least, I do want to tell you that you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.